She peered down at him suspiciously, then took back her 50 pence and made it vanish beneath the layers of coats and shawls in which she was enveloped.
"I've been to London," she confided. "I was married in London, but he was a bad lot. My mum told me not to go marrying outside, but I was young and beautiful, though you'd never credit it today, and I followed my heart."
"I'm sure you did," said Richard, embarrassed. The conviction that he was about to be sick was starting slowly to fade.
"Fat lot of good it done me. I've been homeless, so I know what it's like," said the old woman. "That's what I thought you was. What are you going to London for?"
"I've got a job," he told her proudly.
"Doing what?"
she asked. Securities," said Richard.
"I was a dancer,"
said the old woman, and she tottered awkwardly around the pavement, humming tunelessly to herself. Then she teetered from side to side like a spinning top coming to a rest, and finally she stopped, facing Richard.
"Hold out your hand," she told him, "and I'll tell your fortune."